Largely black protesters chanting CPD, Chicago Police Department, on Tuesday in a largely white Chicago neighborhood where police and firefighters live. The protesters were demanding an investigation into the shooting death by police last weekend of 25-year-old Joshua Beal, who police say was armed. We've been taking a look at the number of shooting deaths in Chicago, and most of them are gang shootings. 4 were killed last weekend, 6 the weekend before, 78 in October. We've been checking in with Chicago Sun-Times crime reporter Frank Main, who explained to us the algorithm behind the city's strategic subject list, which targets potential shooters and shooting victims and tries to get them out of gang life. Let's pick up that conversation. Frank, start with your calculation that there are 100,000 gang members in Chicago?
At least. So what's happened in Chicago is they used to be able to kind of count this fairly accurately, because when somebody would come into the Cook County Jail, they would tell the intake people honestly whether they were in a gang or not. And the reason is they didn't want to be placed in a part of the jail with a different gang and, you know, get attacked.
Get killed, right.
So, right. Yeah. So there were, you know, tens of thousands of people who were, quote unquote, documented gang members who had gone through the jail system. The complexion of gang problems in Chicago has really changed in the last 10 years. It used to be almost like corporations that operated with CEOs and called the shots from the top, and now it's totally diffused onto street corner gangs that control their own block and fight the gang next door to them. So there's no sense of unity in many of these gangs anymore, and the reason is that the feds came in and blew up the top levels of these gangs through RICO cases. That's what we have in Chicago now. We have tens of thousands of these guys, but they're not really answering to a grayhead, right, who's running the show anymore.
Well, this is part of why this must be insurmountable, because unless you send somebody out of the state, if you help them get out of a gang, if they're surrounded by 999,000 other gang members, there's no place that's out, you know, unless you leave the city.
That's right. I mean, so the feds tried one strategy, which was Project Safe Neighborhood, where they would tell gang members that they would send them out of state so they would be away from their family members, and they really didn't like that idea. That program, I don't think, is as robust as it was maybe 10 years ago, but that is one thing that they had tried to do.
And then there's the strategic subject list, again, using an algorithm to identify potential shooters and shooting victims. We asked, does it work? Well, on the front end, it does. You know, we're reading that so far this year, more than 70% of the people who have been shot in Chicago were on the list. This is according to police. More than 80% of people arrested in connection with shootings, the perpetrators, were on the list. So somehow the algorithm has found them, but it's not translating into stopping them.
Right. A couple things. First, it's a very time-intensive, and, you know, they have a police commander who runs a major district in the city, has to take time out of the day to go to that person's house and knock on the door and get all these other people together to do this kind of intervention. So there are a lot of people on this list that have not yet been talked to. That's one thing. Second thing is that a lot of these guys don't really trust the intentions of this program. So even though you might make that contact, it might not be successful. Mm. There are a host of other things that are going on right now as well. For example, Chicago is currently under federal investigation by the Department of Justice, which is looking at our police practices.
Well, and we know that the relationship between the community and police has been frayed by very public shootings. There are suspicions that the police are doing a slowdown because they feel that they're the ones under investigation and being scrutinized.
That's right. I think if you were to put one finger on it, I think that would be it. Gangs in Chicago are now emboldened, I think, more than ever, to go out and commit crime and feel like they can do it with relative impunity. And the police are not as proactive as they might have been even a year ago. The reason for that is a number of things. I mean, first of all, it's this police slowdown, but also the actual number of homicide detectives who are out there investigating these shootings is way down from what it was a decade ago. I mean, at one point they had like more than 1,400 homicide detectives, and now it's somewhere around 850. And the rate at which they are solving murders is woefully low. It's around 26% of the murders get solved. You know, if you are out there and you think you can get away with 75% of the murders that occur in the city, you might, you know, not think twice about doing it if you were predisposed to kill somebody.
And what about guns? We reported on this as well, that first of all, the number of felons that have guns in Chicago, which is, of course, illegal.
Right. So surrounding suburbs, as well as other states, They essentially are a pipeline for guns in Chicago. I have talked to people, you know, on the street recently who say that almost everyone they know in certain networks, like we were talking before, certain networks of people, you know, almost everybody is carrying a gun, you know. So I hate to use this analogy, but it's kind of like the Wild West out there right now because so many people are packing heat in Chicago.
Hmm. That's Pulitzer Prize-winning Chicago Sun-Times crime reporter Frank Main. In our ongoing conversation, we don't want to stop this, our ongoing look at Chicago gun violence, for our conversation on Chicago's gang algorithm and how it works, go to hearnow.org.